Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Ms. Incredible.
And I'm Rel, the Black Dr. Phil. And we are AOI Talk Show, Wednesday night.
Hey.
9:30 p.m. Please tune in. We're going to take it from hot talk. Yo, Johnny Prince, shout out to Johnny Prince on the intro. Yo, that intro never. That intro is so fire. You can say what you want about us, but we got the best intro ever. You can't lie about that. That intro, you can say whatever you want. With that intro, you got to at least tune in for that. That's fire, man. Yo, I don't ever want to change that.
That makes two of us. That makes two of us. I definitely love the intro.
Dope. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. But I'm into sports tonight. NBA Finals had started. Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State up 2-0, and they are currently playing right now game 3. And it looks like Cleveland is winning so far, but still the first half, not even the second half. But that's what I'm into. But I'm tired. Working hard.
Well, wake up now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm awake for this. 9:30 Wednesday. I'm always awake for this.
All right, at 10:31, you could drop. Go to bed.
Yeah.
10:31.
That's what I look for right here. 10:31.
Yep. 10:31.
Yep. Absolutely. Because I got to listen to the outro of the show. The intro,
I know, that's
the
right.
Outro would say it's fire.
Oh, man.
Real.
Definitely. Definitely listen to the intro and the outro. I mean, I sing along every time. I don't know about you.
Yeah, me too. I get to the rap part, I feel like I'm on stage. Yeah. I'm on stage. Shade. Johnny Prince, I want to be like you. Miss Incredible, Forgettable. Taking all the delectables. What? We're going to change it from blog talk to hot talk. When you say that part right there, we're going to change it from blog talk to hot talk. I'll be like, yeah! Crazy?
Stop, so you make me play it again.
Play it again. It's only a couple of, slowly it ain't that long. Play it again. That is beautiful. Top of the rainbow. I need that karaoke.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Playing it?
Oh, you waiting for me?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I was letting you go.
Listen, y'all. Who that again, Mr. Incredible? Who that singing?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
That's right. I think this is the first time we've done this.
That voice so slow. There you go. This is how I come in.
It's incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Yep, yeah, top of ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Yeah, real talk, real response. Non-stop,
non-stop.
Talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Yeah.
Ooh. Real.
Beautiful.
And the beautiful. Yo, that intro need to win an award online or something. This gotta go viral. Look at that. Yeah, I know y'all like that, man. That was fire. Oh,
well,
man.
I said, appears if nobody else does, the host does, so that's really all that matters, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man. Yo, the election.
Well, we already know Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, and I think Hillary is taking the Democratic nomination.
Oh.
So, she has already made history. Bill Clinton may be the first gentleman.
The first gentleman. Wow. Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be different. Interesting
that's
and different.
Gonna be that's gonna be interesting. There's no way he's gonna be by her side as much as the first lady has been beside her. Male president side. No way. Nope.
We'll see.
When he gets pissed off, he going his own way.
Oh, like he did when he was president?
Oh, man. Monica Lewinsky. Oh, man. Oh, she about to get him back bad. She going to get an old black thing. She going to get a black Mandingo seal looking. Ooh-wee.
Oh,
Hillary
my
about to get
God.
In the White House. Bill, you in trouble. She going to go with the cameras going, too, so it go viral and everything. She going to get you. She don't give up about no presidency. She want to get you back. That's the only reason she want to be president. You an act of fool. Wait, Monica Lewinsky was working at the White House? Or they met online? I think she was working. They might have met online or something. He got out of job or something. That's what happened.
No, she, I believe she was working. Said that they meet online. Hey, I mean, if they did meet online, you know, you can't knock him. He got something out of the deal, didn't he?
She got something out of it, too.
On that
sure.
note, are you currently dating?
Am I currently dating?
Yeah, are you dating?
323-870-4010. If I'm currently dating you, call up right now because I don't even know how to answer that one.
Should I skip it, bro?
The answer is no. No, not. Wish I was.
I don't know what y'all missing. Have you, or if you haven't, would you seriously date someone you met online?
Yeah, I would. I would. I mean, online is just the way of the world now. You know what I mean? And I don't mean just online dating. I mean online everything. People shop online. People get food delivered from the grocery store online. I couldn't believe that.
Right.
So
and alcohol as well.
Alcohol too?
They have online bars/liquor stores. Yep.
Wow.
Alcohol too.
So. You know, it's the way of the world, so I'm with it. It's, you know what I mean? I'm mature enough and smart enough not to, you know, like, for example, like that show Catfish, I don't think that could ever happen to me the way it happened to those people. You know what I mean? I don't think that, you know, I'm not too much worried about, you know, those type of situations. So I would seriously think someone else.
Right. I don't understand how they don't use the tools that they see on Catfish to try to figure out what's going on in their world.
Right.
You're dating someone for 9 years. You call Neve and Max. It's like, what do you see them doing every show? An image search or, like, try doing what they do first before
exactly.
You embarrass yourself? But, you know.
And even if you don't know what they do, even if you didn't see the show or anything like that, still, those stories be outrageous. Like you said, 9 years without the Catfish show. You know what I'm saying? Nine years. Really?
Some people don't chat by phone. It's always text. I mean, they do invest a lot of time. Some of them are married or already involved, but they do put in a lot of time with the person that they are leading on, but the stories are outrageous.
Right.
So you
guess
think
people
it's pretty
as smart as you as I.
Should people be embarrassed to join dating sites?
They shouldn't, but I understand why they are. I understand why they are. I'm embarrassed. I would be embarrassed to join.
Why would you be embarrassed? I mean, if there's anybody see it, that if anyone see your profile on the site, obviously they're on there too.
Yes, that's true. But I'm one of those that feel like when you put stuff out there on the internet, it's out there. So I'll be feeling like people who's not on it could see it. I don't know. That's just me personally.
Well, I mean, it's true. But, I understand what you're saying. However, if you're not one that is out often and you just go to work, you go home, your social life is not all that great, it may be your best bet if you're looking
that's
for a
true.
Partner.
That's true. I guess, right, to each their own in that case. You're right. And actually, I think today it's not as taboo as it would have been, you know, let's say 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Even 10 years ago. Right.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Even 10 years ago. Right. So I don't think it's looked at that way. So to each their own on that one.
Right.
For me, I don't know. I don't use them, but I don't knock anyone who does either.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a dating site either. People meet on Facebook, any social media network, Instagram, anywhere where you can instant message somebody, you can end up hooking up.
Right. And then
you
got the actual dating sites, though, like you said.
Right.
The actual.
Right. Site. How long would you wait before meeting someone in person that you met online?
It depends. I mean, obviously, if they're local, I would expect it sooner than later. If they're not local, you know, obviously that, you know, got a plan, you got a financial situation. So someone local, you know, I would expect it sooner than later. I don't know the exact time frame. I can't say.
Right.
It would depend on where the conversation goes, but definitely sooner than later, if you will, you know, because if we can meet online, but now we're close, so let's just get this over with in person, and then let's see if we want to continue. You know, let's get that part out the way as soon as possible. You know, the actual, you know, I'll do one of your things. We can go have coffee. And, you know, in the afternoon, you know, in a bright lit spot, you know,
hey.
Where, of course, nothing for nobody to get there. And
that's all I'm saying.
You know, spark the conversation and then, you know. Distance-wise, like, if I'm seriously, you know, met someone online and talking to them online, we, you know, talking on the phone and that type of thing, I would, and it's serious, and it's really serious, I would say it would at least have to be within 6 months. And that's me just saying if they across the country, you know what I mean? We in New York, if they in California, then 6 months, you know, gotta find a way.
You give it 6 months.
Yeah, if we serious.
Okay, that's fair enough. Do you think it's possible to find true love on the internet?
Oh, yeah, definitely possible. Yeah, your chances is probably greater on the internet than it is without the internet, finding true love.
I absolutely agree.
You know, exposed to all sorts of personalities, people in different regions. You know, people even look different. You ever notice people that live in different places look different? Or, like,
yes.
To me?
Yes.
And I'm not even talking about their clothes. I'm talking about their actual features and their actual, you know, face. Like, you know, like I feel like black women that were born and raised in California, they're, you know, like pretty much their whole life have a distinct look that I can tell. You know?
Really?
Just me. Yeah. I can't even explain it, really. It's hard to explain, but I feel like I could tell a woman from a black woman from California, you know, that's been there her whole life, you know, just by looking. Or if she was standing in a lineup with women from other areas, black women, I could pick it out.
I would say I can tell by the way they carry themselves, not specifically black women, just talking about people in general.
Right.
I can tell more so by the way they carry themselves.
Right. So the internet exposes you to all sorts of, you know, opportunities dating you wouldn't have.
Right. Because, I mean, the person that's most compatible with you may not be in your surrounding area. So
Right. The
internet helps with that a lot. You know, people that you normally obviously wouldn't run into in your neck of the woods, you can run into online. Do you think meeting someone at a club, party, or a bar is different than meeting someone online? Because there's some folks that would not go online. They're totally against online dating, but they'll hit the club and a bar and meet someone there and think nothing of it. Do you think there's a difference? And if so, what?
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. I think anytime you're behind a keyboard, and I think this is naturally for everyone, you have a little bit more courage, you're a little bit, you know, you're brave, you're comfortable, you know, whereas, if you out at a bar or a club or something, you're a little bit out of your element. So your game as it isn't as tight, you know, your conversation isn't the same, you know, behind a keyboard you got time to think. You're in the middle of a party
right.
or a bar, there's no time to think. You gotta react right there. You know, and that's where people gotta be careful, especially women. You know what I mean? That's where you gotta be careful because online people have time, you know, to think. So you don't know if you're getting that representative or not.
Right.
You don't know. So I think that's the main thing, you know. I think the conversation is slightly different because you're typing as opposed to face-to-face meeting. So.
I think in the club or, you know, when you're meeting in person, you get to see the physical first. That's the first attraction. Online, pictures can attract you, but you also get to see, you know, how the person, I guess, typing. You know, you get to see how they chat and you speak to them by phone. I mean, it's more of a personality thing first online because the pictures could be old. That may not be what you're getting. So it's even though you see the pictures online, once you meet in person, it's that physical thing. Or you have to, once you meet in person, it's different. It's you know, it's like you want to know if this person actually looks like their pictures. Sometimes it's
right.
a hit, sometimes it's a miss.
And I'm going to keep it 100. Really, I don't think nobody look like they pictures. Even people I know.
Hey, I do.
I be looking. Nope, not even you. Nope. I be looking at the pictures like, wait a minute, you look totally different than what
That's a lie.
Yeah. Do you want me to use you as an example and let me tell you what's different in person than what your pictures look like?
What's the difference?
Your height. If a guy is
you know, okay,
long,
I agree. I'll applaud
see?
You on that one.
See?
Oh man, I you know what? I thought you were gonna say something else, but I agree. So
yeah.
I guess I look taller.
Right. Your pictures, you look taller than you really are. So, you know, I be feeling like, man, even pictures, I be looking like, this is not her in person. I don't care how good it is. I got to see you in person, man. I got to see that. Yeah, I got to see. Do you
That's
have
funny. That's funny, that's funny. All right, I didn't expect you to say that. You threw me off with that. Oh, you threw me off with that one. you're not into the putting yourself out there on a dating site. You said you would be embarrassed, so I'm assuming you've never joined one.
Oh, no, I have.
Oh, you
not
have?
Not more recent. Yeah, I have joined one before. A few years ago, I've joined one. I can't even remember what I joined. But you know something, too? I'm frugal when it comes to that. So for males, a lot of those sites be about paying. You know,
mm-hmm.
paying to join or paying to make a profile. So once I came across something like that, I'm like, ah, whatever. But I think I know I've made profiles before somewhere on some dating sites. I know I've done that. Even if I ain't put my real name up there and I was catfishing, or not even catfishing, just because I'm so private, I'm like, I'll tell you my name once we meet. You know, like once they send you that notification, like, you know them sites, they send you a notification, like, you were matched with 37 people. Click here, 37 people in your region. Click here to see who they are. You know, you click, then you match and you start instant messaging one another or whatever the case may be. But for men, it's usually you have to pay. Women, it's free.
Mm.
That's how those sites make their money, too.
Right. So do you think that that eliminates some of the nonsense that comes with dating? Like, do you think it would, being that men have to pay, that it would bring the more serious guys to the site as opposed to guys just, you know, looking
you
for
know what?
A good time?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, because if a man is paying his money, more than likely he's serious. More than likely he's serious. Yep, I agree. Never even thought of it that way. I guess, yeah, never thought of it that way. I guess because I'm a male, I'm like, well, I got to pay. She be paid.
Women have to pay,
yes.
too. I don't know what site you're referring to. I know there's a few sites. There are some inexpensive sites. They're not as expensive. Then you have some that are outrageously expensive. But there are some inexpensive ones, and I do know some women who have paid to join the site because they were tired of what they were running into around them.
Right. Women have to pay, too, but it's never like the men. If you really look at it,
right.
if you ever,
mm-hmm.
now I want to take some time and look at it, but if you ever look at it, even if the woman is paying, she got more access to more features of the site than the male do for the same amount of money. You know what I'm saying? I think
mm-hmm.
they strategically do it that way. One, because the more women that are on the site, the more men are joined. You really, to start a site,
right.
you really need women to start a site for men to look at. You know, if you do it the other way around, if you start a site with mostly men, from a business standpoint, you're not going to have women looking the way you would have men looking at women. So, you know, and I think, like you said, to filter out those that may not be serious, they purposely do that to men. Like, okay, you seriously want this? Then you're gonna pay this amount, and we're just going to give you this feature.
Right.
That's it.
I can see that happening. What do you think is the difference, if any, between, let's say, Match.com, Black People Meet? What do you think is the difference between those dating sites and someone meeting on Facebook or Instagram?
Oh, it's because of the taboo. It's because those sites are, you know, made and branded and built towards dating, and mostly dating alone, you know, or dating solely, whereas stuff like Instagram and Facebook, you know, that's more, it can be used for dating, but it can be used for a lot of other things. So that's the main difference, and I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier, that, you know, it used to be taboo to be on dating sites years ago, and, you know, nowadays it's more likely, but still, you know, if you're on Facebook or Instagram doing it, you know, everybody's there. You know, who isn't there? You go to Match.com or Black People Meet, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't there. Yeah. So I think that would be the main thing. Black People Meet is out right now? That's the site right now?
What,
oh, I'm thinking about Black
Planet.
I'm thinking about Black Planet.
No. Like, what? Black People Meet's been around for quite a while.
Okay. But I think I was thinking about Black Planet, because I was going to say that's not around.
It is. I think it still exists, yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just like MySpace is still around. Do people use
no.
it? Maybe not that often, but it still exists.
Wait, I'm going to look right now. It better not be still around. BlackPlanet.com? No, it's not around no more.
No?
Wait, let me see.
Black Planet.
Oh, it is. This is, it looks so different. I thought it was a phone. I thought it was like, I thought it was like the page to tell you this domain is taken, but it looks so different than it did years ago. It is back around. I mean, it
uh-huh.
is still around. Wait, let me see if my login still works. Hold on.
Oh, you remember it?
I remember my username. I remember what my name was. And my password probably was the same thing that we're on the air or something like that. Let me try my password. Oh, if I get on this, this is going to be great. Online dating right now. Would you like to save your password?
Yes.
Oh, no, I got the wrong password. Ah. All right. But, yeah, it's still around. I'm gonna find my password later. Definitely still around. 323-870-4010. You got comments on online dating. Have you online dated? Have you joined a dating site like Match.com, Black People Meet? Let us know. Let us know. Have you created a profile, Mr. Carmel? On a dating
have
site?
Have I?
Yeah.
Years ago, yeah.
Years
yep.
ago.
I did. I did, and I ended up. I ended up in a long-term relationship from one of those sites as well.
Serious?
Mhm.
Oh wow. Oh, that's great. Oh man, I didn't know that. Let me see. Did I? No, I ain't
no.
never had no. I have dated online and met some nice women online that I've dated and, you know, may have just been dating, but, you know, when I separated, no hard feelings or anything like that. So I haven't had any scary moments or anything like that. So,
yeah.
I just forgot password on blackplanet.com so that I could get my password to 2020. Yeah.
You are a mess. We're going on to the phone lines. Calling your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Miss Incredible. Hello, Black Dr. Phil. It's Pound Cake. How y'all doing?
Hey, Pound Cake.
What's going on?
What's the one? Online dated? Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I've met guys from online, and most of them were whack. There's one guy there that I met that's real cool and real chill, and we hang out. And I met him actually through Facebook.
Okay.
Oh, well, tell us more. Well, to how through Facebook? Like, there had to become a point where you added each other as friends. So how did that come about?
We both belong to the same chat group, and he inboxed me, and we started talking, and we exchanged numbers, and, you know.
Oh, so get from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Well, that's current. That's a current Facebook mag. And so far, so good. I need to, that's why I asked. I wrote that down.
All right, so
I need to be in more inbox.
Was he, when you seen him in person, did he look as he did in his pic? Or did he look different?
He looked the same. Yeah, it wasn't one of them catfish deals. He looked the same.
Okay. And he thought you looked the same as well?
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily mean catfish, because Rel, the Black Dr. Phil, said I look different in my pictures. He said I look taller. So that's not the first or second time that I've heard that. It's true. I do look a little taller. So when I tell people my height, they're like, wait, what? So I'm knocking off at least 3 or 4 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, I think the last time. Go ahead, Earl.
No,
I was gonna say, the last time we actually hung out, I think I gave you a hug and you said I don't remember you being this short. I don't know if it was because I had on flat like sandals or what.
Oh my God! Did I really say that? Jeez, I need to slap myself.
Yeah, too much.
Good thing I don't mind being short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with being short.
Nothing
at all. It had to be something that you thought was different. Like, when you saw him, it had to be like, I thought he might have been a little taller. Or I thought he might have been a little heavier.
Actually taller than what I thought he would be.
Okay. All right. So
yeah. He was taller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long would you say, how long were you a part of that group? So how long were you a part of that chat group that you...
I don't know how long he was a part of it, but I was a part of it for a long time. And... let's see, I'm trying to remember when we started talking. It's been at least 8-9 months.
Oh, okay. So 8 or 9 months after, wait, so how long after he inboxed you did you meet them?
What do you mean? How long has he inboxed me?
Like you said, you met in the chat group.
Right. Oh, well, we exchanged numbers and talked on the phone for a while before we actually met.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, so that sounds good. That sounds like a great connection. That sounds like good time. So that's the tip. We have fun. Yeah, that's the tip. You know, they met in a chat group on Facebook. They inbox one another, then they took it to the phone, or you catfish victims, pay attention, then they took it to the phone for a long time, and then they met. That's how you avoid getting catfish, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Exactly.
What you say, Ms. Incredible?
Do you guys think it's possible to fall in love with someone that you haven't met in person?
You know, if the person, like, y'all form some kind of connection via, you know, the internet or over the phone, people form emotional connection.
Right. What about you, Rel?
What?
Do you believe it's possible to fall in love with someone you haven't met in person?
To fall in love with them before we meet in person?
Yes.
No. Nah. Because I can't see it. No. Because I just can't see spending that much time not seeing each other to even fall in love. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
But that's just me. I'm not saying I can do it. I don't think I can do it because I'm going to see you way before I even get close to falling in love. Way before.
For a long-distance relationship, do you think it's possible to have a serious long-distance relationship when the majority of the communication is by phone or online or possibly a FaceTime app or Skype.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, that's definitely possible.
Okay. How about you, Foundy?
Yeah, I think that's possible. Definitely.
Yeah, so technology nowadays, it
made it easier.
Look, yeah. Technology, look. Get on Skype. Snapchat me that pussy. Yeah. Snapchat. Baby, pop them legs open for daddy. Skype, they got Tango. They got, I forgot something called Tiny URL. They got FaceTime. They got Glide. They got all that.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Definitely made it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think those that have met their mate online are insecure when it comes to their partner being on social media sites?
Yeah, if they're in a serious relationship, yeah, I think that they would be a little skeptical.
Yeah, I agree. I know I would.
I would, too.
I would.
And can't you video? You can video chat through Facebook now, right?
I don't know. I don't.
I know you can go live or something like that. You can video chat now?
I believe so.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I believe so. And, you know, most phones have a front camera. So.
Right. Oh, no. I'm going to get me a flip joint. Ain't got no camera, baby. Sorry. Ain't got no. Dang, it's going to work. She's going to buy you a phone. But all right, you have a camera. Look what I bought you. Four-way camera.
Oh, man, there's no
way around it.
They're making it easier and easier. It's like you don't even have to download an app. You have Facebook already.
Yeah. True.
Oh, man.
I don't like those apps, though. I'm not a fan of those the video chat app. I know people can screenshot you looking crazy as hell. Catch you with crazy looking faces. And it's a screenshot. You have some people who, you know, who like to get a little freaky on camera too, and they do those video chats, and again, you can screenshot the person while they're chatting with you. And they would never know.
True.
Wow. So I'm not with all that, though.
Yeah, no, me neither. And I'm old-fashioned, so I think anything that's out there, it's out there. I don't care about no passwords, no nothing. I be feeling like anybody can get to it. So, you know what I'm saying? So I be nervous about any type of video, anything. I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned for that.
Mm-hmm.
My phone, I don't even like sexting. I don't like sending nobody no pictures, no naked pictures of me or the blue black man dingo. I don't like doing none of that. Because you ever notice that if you take a picture with your smartphone or you can even talk about a topic or something and you'll go to your social media, your Facebook or your Instagram or something, you'll see an ad for something you was just took a picture of and you were just talking about? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I'm covering all cameras on my... Get that.
So, do you guys think once in a relationship is texting or getting to know someone? Let's say getting to know someone. Better question. Is texting just as good as a phone call?
For me, I'm a texter. I prefer texting, but I understand if someone wants a phone call. But to me, it's just as good. To me, it's actually better because I feel like especially if we're dating, and if we seriously dating, especially if it's new, I think that's fun, texting. You know what I mean? I mean, we can talk, you know, too, but texting, I feel like we have each other's attention, you know, all day, every day. But a phone call, I feel like once you call and talk, it's like, all right, I'll talk to you the next time I talk to you. I mean, if that makes sense. That's just me, though.
I agree. I think we lost pound cake, but I agree. Texting can be fun. Texting does make things fun. I mean, you send a text, you wait for the reply, and a lot of times when you're into someone, you catch them smiling at their phone as they're receiving a text or typing a text. So you can kind of tell what it is. But you do need that phone time as well. So I say it is just as good or almost as good. I think you need both. I think you need both. I think the texting part can spice things up, you know. And, you know, you do need that phone call at least once a day.
Right.
At least. I would say twice, but at least once a day. However, you can text throughout the day.
Oh, look at you. Text throughout the day, call twice.
I'm saying. I'm just saying. Listen, you have some people who lack communication. Lack of communication can cause lack of interest. Lack of consistency causes lack of interest. You can't, and then you wonder why she's not interested anymore because she don't talk to you. She's been talking to Steve. Steve texts all day. Steve would give, you know, he put the call time in. You know, so it. I think it's almost as good. So I kind of agree with you on that one. Who do you think benefit more from online dating, men or women?
Definitely men. Because men is creeps, mm-hmm. and men, you know, men are creeps, creeps. Men are creeps. So there's more women online looking for something serious than men, you know?
Right.
So I think men benefit more because you have those men that just date online, you know, just for sex, let's say. And they'll lie and do anything to get it. So you got a woman
even
who... Even pay on dating sites, right. Even pay on dating sites. So, you know, you may have a woman that may have low self-esteem. Or a woman that may have just went through a tough relationship and may be vulnerable. And next thing you know, you get them in a compromising position as they've been dating you, and meanwhile, you really didn't want anything serious then. You know, so, but
right.
You got what you wanted. You benefited, and she didn't. So I think it's more of that going on than anything else.
That's very interesting because if a woman is paying to go online to date, you know, she's pretty much looking for something serious. So it really can be a game for a guy to pay on a dating site because he knows that there's going to be plenty of women that he can choose from provided that they're interested in him.
Right.
So we did say earlier that, you know the chances of the foolishness when someone is paying to join us, that could be part of the game. I'll pay because I know there's going to be, you know, some nice women up
exactly.
here because they're paying as well. But we got Pound Cake back. Hey, Pound Cake, you there?
Hey, yeah, my phone's acting crazy, dropping calls and whatnot. Oh, my God, I got an upgrade.
You have a flip phone. What's going on over there, Pound Cake?
I know, it's my Obama phone. No, for real.
Have you ever FaceTime, Skype, Tangle, Ubu'd anybody?
No. Never.
How do you feel about it? Would you?
I don't know. I guess I would, but nothing crazy. Like, if he starts off with the craziness and, you know, the bucky nakey pictures, then I draw the line. He, you know, he can skip. Bye. Bye, boy.
I agree. I'm going to go on that one.
Right. They don't save that for video chat. Sometimes they do that on Facebook inbox, and they don't even have to know you. That's like
that
intro. Bam.
I've deleted quite a few people for shit like that.
Right. At least make it worth my while. Don't send something that you was proud of that you should. Anyway, on to the next question. Do you know of any online dating horror stories? Do you know anyone who regrets?
Personally, no. But I've heard of people meeting online and money gets involved and one person will loan the other one money and then they'll try to say it's a gift and not pay the money back. And I'm talking about thousands of dollars. And
there's no way in the world.
No. But I've heard of those kind of horror stories.
Wait, somebody gave somebody thousands of dollars that they met online?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
no.
The time. That was love in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm instantly thinking, if I met you online, okay. Just because you think I may have it don't mean I'm offering it. There's no way. But you have people who are desperate for love, and they feel like if they don't provide whatever this person is asking for, that they'll leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are fairly good at acting as though they really care. So, you know, you end up catching people who are vulnerable, who are looking for love, and they're willing to pay for it or invest in it. And, you know, that happens, unfortunately. Do you know of any horror stories, Ro?
No, I've been trying to think, or when you were talking, I've been trying to think of some, but I don't know of any horror stories. I just know the Catfish show. I know them some damn horror stories.
I know, right?
I can't.
We can't think of any?
No.
Do any of you know of any success stories? Has anyone gotten married that you know that met?
Yeah, then we had somebody that we met that met from our show. Didn't they get married?
Absolutely. Yep. Actually, they've been married for, I believe, 2 years now.
They've been married for 2 years. Look at
that. Yeah, this year made 2 years. And we have a couple of people dating that have met online because of AOI. Because of the Autumn Intimacy show, the Black Dr. Phil and Miss Incredible.
We should make this a dating show.
Date
Dr. Phil, man.
Alright, I got
breath.
You. Okay. Coming up. I have to do a little work.
You gotta do something because July come, I might go out here and act crazy.
Uh-oh.
Save me from myself.
Okay, I'll save you. I will save you. Well, thank you for tuning in, Pound Cake, and thank you for your
comments.
You're
welcome. You're very welcome. As always, I enjoy myself.
Yay. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Y'all too.
Pound Cake is always a blessing. She's great. She said, oh, I ain't never FaceTime. I ain't never Google. None of that. And I'm not.
I've never really been a fan of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have children and they go away, or, you know, like for the summer or summer camp or something, or you want to speak to them and you want to make sure they're all right and they look good and, you know, that is good for that. But as far as, you know, somebody trying to, you know, get all up in, no thank you.
Get all up in your stuff.
Yeah, there
Absolutely.
You go.
So,
there you
sure
go.
Protect yourself. If you're online dating, do your due diligence, you know, protect yourself. Don't be all on FaceTime and all of that. All right? While you at it, make sure you follow us on all social media. Hashtag AOI Talk Show. Follow us on Twitter. @SheIsIncredible. @TheBlack_Dr. Phil. Okay? We all over here. We all over.
All over.
What else is incredible?
If you have any show ideas, topic ideas, or you just want to talk to us, you can email us at theautoimmunistic show@gmail.com. We are here each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m., and we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you guys next week. Have a good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all of the delectables.
Yep.
Yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this.
Please,
they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah.
Real talk, real response.
Uh-huh.
Non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m., please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. You hear it?